Rural Oregonians who are frustrated with the state's progressive politics are taking matters into their own hands. County by county, these rural conservatives are petitioning for ballot measures which ask voters if they want to consider moving Oregon's border to form a greater Idaho. Five eastern Oregon counties will be voting on this measure this spring. Supporters aim to become a part of a more conservative state without leaving their communities. They hope to adjust state borders so Idaho includes 19 eastern and southern Oregon counties and portions of several central Oregon counties. Eventually, they hope to include several northern California counties as well. Both the Oregon and Idaho state legislatures, along with the U.S. Congress, would need to approve this border change for it to be legal. But organizers are first trying to build support from the ground up, according to the president of the movement, Mike McCarter. McCarter is a resident of Lapine in Central Oregon.
We're taking it county by county because we want to see what the citizens think of those counties. Now, this started out with a grassroots movement of rural Oregonians, and it still is. But our goal was to hear their voice through the vote.
In May, Baker, Grant, Lake, Malheur, and Sherman counties will vote on whether or not their county commissioners should discuss the border change. Commissioners have no actual power over border changes, but can start exploring what this move would look like. In two Oregon counties, Union and Jefferson, commissioners have been doing just that. A majority of these counties' residents voted in November in favor of the measure. Now commissioners have been taking the lead in discussing issues like water rights, medical licenses, and reservations for indigenous people.
I'm not trying to sell them on this. We are not trying to sell them on it.
Them is in reference to the county commissioners.
But what we are saying is that your people are frustrated. They want to see something happen and change, and they're voting that way. So it's up to the commissioners to follow through with it.
Last fall, similar measures were on the ballot in Wallowa and Douglas counties, but they failed to gain a majority vote. Following this spring's election, organizers aim to put measures on the ballot in at least five more counties for next fall's election.
It's just the broader the spectrum, the more the people that are involved in it and understand and speak out for it, the better the movement's going to go. Our elevator pitch is, basically, are you unhappy with the direction that the Oregon legislature and the governor is taking? Do you think that rural counties or where you live is being represented, or are they hearing about your problems? Or basically, are they just dealing with problems out of the Willamette Valley where most of the population base is at? Then the question comes up, what do you want to do about it? Do you just want to sit and let it go on as it's been going on for 15 or 20 years? Or do you want to see some potential change? And so one of the changes that we're recommending is move Oregon's border. And it's county by county, asking the citizens to vote whether they want their county commissioners to start promoting and looking into the possibility of their county becoming a county of Idaho. So it's not necessarily putting down what's going on with the Oregon legislature right now. They're dealing with a lot of problems, and it's a lot of it's based around Portland, the metro areas, Portland to Eugene. But every time they pass a law, it affects us too in the rural counties. So we're just speaking out and letting them know that there is a problem here, and we'll see where it goes.
Organizers mainly communicate with supporters through platforms like Parler, Telegram, and Gab, and they have an email list with just under 4,000 subscribers. The Move Oregon's Border Facebook group, which had about 12,000 members, was disabled for election misinformation in January.
There was potentially some people that were voicing a displeasure with the presidential vote on our website. All of us administrators were clamped down on that as hard as possible and watching everything that pops up, because we're not a group that believes in insurrection. We are a group that believes in doing it the legal way. And that's why we jump through the hoops on petitions and voting and everything else there.
McCarter described the movement as a win-win-win situation. He said it's a win for both progressive and conservative Oregonians, as well as people in Idaho. If borders were to change, progressive Oregonians and conservative Idahoans could live in political bubbles without diverse views. But people like McCarter argue this border change is necessary to give a voice to rural Oregonians.
You're probably pulling a lot of the conservative Republican senators and representatives out of the state legislature. So all of a sudden, the new Oregon is a very super majority, Democratic majority. They don't have to worry about the potential gridlock that takes place if the Republicans walk out. So they can continue with the agenda that serves their constituents better. So nationwide, it just takes and moves one congressman, Congressman Bentz, from Oregon into Idaho. So there's no change in the whole mix on a national level. So it's basically a large change statewide.
McCarter argues Idaho would also benefit.
Idaho, they look at bringing in more conservative people, opening up their territories, opening up a landlocked state. All of a sudden, their economy is going to take and grow.
Supporters hope that coastal counties such as Coos, Curry, and Douglas will become a part of the Greater Idaho. The Greater Idaho is the name of their movement, not a proposed name change for Idaho.
And the third win is the citizens in rural Oregon are aligning themselves with like citizens in Idaho. So it's a win all the way around. It just has to be looked at, talked about, and negotiated for it to come about.
According to McCarter, the Idaho government has a more hands-off approach than Oregon's. He says residents pay far less in taxes, and organizers are currently reaching out to colleges to do a regional and economic report on the impact of moving the border.
Basically, Idaho, when you start looking at them, even tax-wise or business-wise or constitutional-wise, they have a lot more freedoms. They have far less legislation over the people. So it is a freer type of lifestyle where the government is not involved in every part of your activities during the day. In Idaho, if a person wanted to carry concealed with a handgun for their own personal protection at 18 years of age, they can start doing it and they don't even need a permit with it. So they are probably one of the best Second Amendment states that's out there.
What do people in Idaho say? Some worry that Oregonians are trying to change their state, but McCarter says this is incorrect.
We're not trying to do that. We're just trying to come alongside them because those folks in Idaho, their counties and our counties, tend to match up very well in traditional values. When you drive over to Eastern Oregon and head over towards Idaho, the only reason you know you're in Idaho is because they got a big sign that says, "Welcome to Idaho." Landscape, agriculture, all of that tends to fit together.
McCarter said that both Idaho and Oregon state legislators have been interested in the idea and are watching the May County votes.
That vote is probably the key for the whole movement, the one that's coming up in May. It's very, very important because both Oregon and Idaho's legislators are watching it. And so we learned a lot on this last election. We weren't able to get into the voters pamphlet because we just qualified these counties right at the last minute. That hurt us as far as getting the word out about what was going on. And it's not a vote that a county wants to secede from the state of Oregon. That's not what it's about. It is about, we want them to start looking into the potential move from Oregon to Idaho there. But no county can secede from the state without the state legislature's approval. So that's not going to happen there until they approve it.
The movement's primary goal is to move Oregon's border. But its secondary goal is to get the Oregon legislature, which has a Democratic supermajority, to listen more to rural Oregonians.
It's a message to the Oregon legislature. Now, granted, we're only 25% or so of the total population of the whole state. I look at Central Oregon, Eastern Oregon, Southern Oregon kind of as a playground for the Willamette Valley. When people want to go play, where do they go? When they want to ski, when they go water, you know, sports, or they go hunting or fishing, normally they come over the Cascade Mountains and play over here and stuff like that. Maybe the legislature will start to listen to rural Oregon a little bit better. And hopefully they'll understand how what they do in the legislature at times, the bills that they push, how they affect us over here. But right now in rural Oregon, there's not a lot of trust in the Oregon legislature, because we see it like a freight train. They have an agenda and they're pushing it and they've got the votes, and so they're going to push it through.
McCarter is a fourth generation Oregonian, and like many supporters of the movement, he loves his community in Oregon. It's the state legislature he has a problem with.
I think that the state legislature, while it's in session right now, and the number of bills that they're trying to get pushed through does take and fuel our movement, whether it's good or whether it's bad. But I hopefully it causes people to look at what's going on and to be more aware.
McCarter often hears that changing Oregon's border is far-fetched, but he says that in this day and age, anything can happen.
I am totally amazed that the way this country has changed over the last 5 years. Who would have ever predicted that Donald Trump would become the president of the United States? You know, watch the way the COVID-19 took over things and stuff. It is amazing me of what the possibilities are. I see different states combining together on general ideas. You look at Oregon, California, and Washington, all the way along the Pacific coast. They've sort of banded together on it with like policies and things like that. So to say that this can't happen, I'm not going to buy that at all. Number one, if we don't try, how are we going to find out if it'll work? Who knows if Move Oregon's border will morph into something else? I don't know with it. But in the meantime, we're not going to sit still. We're going to continue to listen to the citizens of each county. We're going to take it to our legislators. We're going to talk to the Idaho legislators. We've already reached out to U.S. Representative Bentz. He's aware of it and so on, that it's taken place. We want to open up the talk about it. It's not a battle. People want to create a war out of it. It is not a battle at all. It is the proper way for a representative government to work. The citizens should speak out when they have a frustration or a problem. And the state legislature should take and respond to it.
Supporters are pushing for a border adjustment, not the creation of a new state. Even so, McCarter knows it's a long road ahead.
We don't think there'll be an issue if it gets as far as U.S. Congress, because we're not adding any more U.S. representatives or U.S. senators. Same mix, just change them from one state to the other. So we think that would probably go pretty good. I would question, though, the fact that because there are other places in the United States that are watching us, that would like to do the same thing, whether or not opening that door by giving us an approval might be a problem.
One similar movement hopes to move parts of Illinois into Indiana.
But hey, we've been blocked in several other ways and had to go to court and stuff like this. We'll just do what we have to do it right. But I tell the whole team, when we get done with this, when it's all over with, at least we can look back at it and said, honorably, we did it the right way. We did it according to the law, and we gave it our best effort. And if it doesn't work, okay, go into full retirement then.
That was Mike McCarter, the president of Move Oregon's Border, a conservative movement that aims to adjust state borders so much of rural Oregon becomes a part of Idaho. 5 Oregon counties will see ballot measures on May 18th to consider making this change. This is Hannah Merzbach with KBOO News.